Mother Marianne, or Marie Esther Surou di Blondin, her lay name, was born on April 18, 1809, in Terrebonne. She came from a devout family of farmers, but was poor and illiterate like many other French-Canadian families of the 19th century. She learned to read and write only at the age of 20. After experiencing life as a novice in the Congrégation de Notre-Dame, she settled in Vaudreuil, where she began teaching. In 1848, during a long convalescence, Esther realized that God was asking her to found a religious congregation that would educate needy youth at the countryside, boys as well as girls. It was an audacious project in the Quebec of that time. Bishop Bourget nevertheless permitted her to try. A religious community, the Daughters of Saint Anne, was born 2 years later in Vaudreuil on September 8, 1850. Esther Blondin, now called Mother Marianne, became its first superior. The young community increased in number and developed so rapidly that the mother house was relocated to Saint-Jacques during the summer of 1853. Father Louis-Adolphe Maréchal was named chaplain for the sisters. The 29-year-old priest soon began meddling with the internal life of the convent, and he even tried to impose himself on the sisters' consciences, as well as in the school and the administration of the house. The founders tried to maintain a climate of peace, which was almost impossible under the circumstances. To end the conflict, Bishop Bourget required the resignation of Mother Marianne in August 1854. The 45-year-old foundress entered into a new stage of her life. She was isolated in a convent at Saint-Geneviève, where she was put in charge of the school. But she continued to be harassed by community authorities. The influence of Father Maréchal gained ground at Saint-Jacques and at the Diocese of Montreal. As a result, 4 years later, Mother Marianne was recalled to the mother house under pretext of poor administration on her part, with instructions from Bishop Bourget to give her all possible means to rest without bothering anyone. After a year with no ministry assignment, a period she called her zero year, she spent the rest of her life, some 30 years, limited to doing hidden, out-of-the-way tasks, and was without any apparent influence or title since the sisters were forbidden to call her mother. At La Chine, where the novices were astounded to find her ironing in the basement, she often said, "The deeper a tree sinks its roots into the soil, the greater its chances of growing, branching out, and producing fruit." The tenderness and serenity of Sister Marianne was disconcerting. "There is more happiness in forgiving injuries than in seeking revenge," she said in all truthfulness. She left this world happy and content after having had the joy of seeing her community branch out to the Canadian West, the United States, and Alaska. It was January 2, 1890. On the 29th of April 2001, the Pope John Paul II beatified Marianne Blondin. You can learn more about her extraordinary life while visiting the Sisters of Saint Anne Historic Center. To learn more about the Sisters of Saint Anne, please select stop number 7. Select stop number 8 to continue your tour of the Villa Anna boarding school.